You're listening to a musical visit to France on Into the Light. I'm Catherine Michel. Let's take a break from all this charming music, which is oh so French, and listen to a piece by Betsy Jolas. Her birth date is 34 years after Taillefer's, which, as you remember, was 35 years after Chaminade's. I think it's interesting to hear how music progressed, or at least changed, in France as we jump ahead by a generation and a half from one of these composers to another. Born in Paris in 1926, Betsy Jolas came from a literary family. Her mother was the translator Maria Jolas, of Scottish origin. Her father was Eugène Jolas, a poet, journalist, and founder of the literary journal, which was the first to publish James Joyce's Finnegan's Wake in Paris. Betsy grew up in an artistic milieu, surrounded by people such as Joyce, Ernest Hemingway, Henri Matisse, and Edgar Varese. The family moved to the United States in 1940. Betsy attended the Lycée Français and went to Bennington College, as well as taking private music study in New York. She was a member of the Dessauff Choir, as well as their pianist and organist. This gave her constant exposure to Renaissance polyphony, which deeply marked her musical thought. Back in Paris in 1946, she continued her studies at the Conservatoire National with Darius Milhaud and Olivier Messiaen. From 1971 to 1974, she became Messiaen's assistant for his composition class. In 1978, she became professor of composition at the Conservatoire. In 1983, she was nominated a member of the Institute of American Arts and Letters. In addition to winning this and many other prestigious awards, Jolas taught at Mills College in the United States, as well as the University of Southern California, Bennington College, and Harvard University. She has an extensive catalog of works, including operas, vocal and choral works, orchestral and chamber works, and keyboard works, as well as film music. Betsy Jolas has been most known for her vocal writing and music combining voice and instruments, but we're going to hear a strictly instrumental work dating from 1966. The title is J.D.E. She does not indicate what these initials stand for. It is for 14 instruments and will be performed now by the Ars Nova Ensemble, directed by Marius Constant.